T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, a guy who didn't get to play in a real Mets-Yankee Subway Series game, maybe a Mayor's Trophy game, I'm not sure. And that's Keith Hernandez, of course, wrote the book. I'm Keith Hernandez. He's doing a book signing today at Book Culture, Long Island City at 12:30. Keith, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Keith.
I'm good, guys. How are you? Joe, are you okay? You hanging in there?
I'm hanging, Keith. You know, I mean, you know how it is. I mean,
I worry about you. I worry about you, bro.
Well, Keith, I appreciate that you worry about me. This team is killing me, though, Keith. I mean, can they score a run? Seriously, Keith, can they score a freaking run, this team?
Boy, it's been – I've never seen a team go through a rut like this. It's pretty amazing, and hopefully, I mean, I can't believe it's going to go on forever. I can't. I mean, please. But they do need Cespedes in the lineup, and he's a big part of that lineup, and I think a lot of guys lean on him, and when he's not there, I think that puts the pressure on everybody.
If you're in that locker room, are you ticked off at Yoenis Cespedes right now that he isn't in that lineup?
No, I'm not ticked off. I'm angry that they played him a day game after a night game. They're not angry. I mean, when he tweaked it and earlier, I forget where it was. I think it was in May, early May, and they played him a day game after a night game, and that's when he first tweaked it, and they tried to play him. And I said, you got to get him out of there. This is something that's chronic, and they tried to play him and. He re-injured it, of course, and when you re-injure something, it takes a lot longer to heal. So I think to be play cautious and make sure that he is fully healed, although that injury is going to bother him the rest of his, not only his career, it's going to bother him the rest of his life. They don't go away. So I don't know what they can do as far as preventative measures. He's just going to have to do a lot of stretching and keep that thing loose, and I'm sure he's doing all that. I'm sure the medical staff has got him doing all the things that are possible to keep him on the field. But right now, you know, he hasn't been able to stay on the field, and it just kills the Mets.
No question about it. Speaking of killing the Mets, what's going on with Jay Bruce? I mean, he has had it's not just a bad season, Keith. It is a miserable season that he's having. What has happened to this guy?
Well, I don't know if he's got the plantar fasciitis. I don't know if I pronounced that correct. That's bothering him at the plate. He took himself out of a game a couple days ago.
Right.
With a lower back issue. Jay's not going to say if anything's bothering him physically. I don't know, but I just see him pulling too much, hitting the ball in the air too much. And, you know, Jay's a power hitter. But when you keep hitting pop-ups and fly balls, you got to get in that batting cage and try to hit line drives and try to focus on hitting the ball on a straight line, squaring it up and not hit lifting. And then once you get it back, then okay, and you get into a groove, then you can start swinging. But I think he's pressing. I don't know if it's his back or his foot. You know, when you're hurting and you feel like you can't get there, you start out too quick, and then when you start out too quick, you're dead meat. And he's just been out in front and swinging under pitches, and it's just like you can't pound a circle into a square. So those were the adjustments I would make with him. And I'm, like I said, I don't know if anything physical is hurting him.
Should he, and I know a lot of guys don't do it when the shift is put on them, should he lay down a bunt more often to get on base? I know a lot of guys don't want to do that, but what do you think about that?
Well, he did it last year in a very important game. In certain situations, yes, late in the game. I would not want him doing it early, anybody doing it early in the game. But if it's a close game late, and only if a runner's on, you know, if you're leading off an inning or whatever, there's certain situations late in the game, maybe you want to do it, but you know, they're not, I wasn't a good bunter. If they had done it to me, I'm not confident in putting a bunt down. you know, in one swing, you might tie a ball game up. But I would just rather see what these ballparks. I mean, come on, Citi Field, 370 to left center field. That's 2 feet less than 2 feet more than Wrigley Field. That's an easy poke to left center field. Don't forget about the other gap. And they want all these home runs today. Everybody's going to pull. If you want home runs, get in the back of their head, I guarantee you. Well, they're going to pull, and it's going to get them in bad habits. And I think that's what's happened.
How about Conforto, Keith? Because he's, I tell you, now I understand he came back too quick from the injury last year. I don't know. But, I mean, he hasn't been the same guy either. I mean, what's going on with him?
Well, again, we don't know anything or hear anything from the Mets about injuries. And I mean, Conforto is another one of those guys. I think it's not going to let anybody know. He says he's fine, so we got to assume that he's okay. He's under the ball too. He's gotten a long swing. He's got a loop in his swing, an arc in his swing. He's been pulling too much, and I think now he's pressing. I see him out in front now when he was so disciplined at the plate. You know, the first year up, and then last year. Now, because he's starting too quick, he's starting to swing at bad pitches. They're throwing him fastballs in and then throwing him off-speed stuff away, and he's chasing. He, again, needs to get in that cage and hit line drives and hit the ball from gap to gap and just stop pulling. And I don't know what's going on. He had 27 home runs last year, and he's so strong. He's got great power to the opposite field. He doesn't have to pull to hit home runs. And like I say, I don't know what's going on in the cage, but I'm seeing him just swing under. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep doing that, or are you going to make a correction? And the very simple correction is hit the top half of the ball, hit line drive, which flies in the face of everything they want today offensively.
Right.
And I couldn't disagree more. And it's going to hurt more hitters, and it's going to help. So you keep hitting the ball in the air. You've got to make the opposite change and get in that habit of hitting line drive. And Conforto hit line drive out of the ballpark. He's that strong.
You know, it's got to be frustrating for you as a guy, especially played the game in the 80s and the 70s, that a lot of the things that they're teaching is also causing the game. And I love baseball. It's my favorite sport, but it's causing the game at times to be unwatchable. There's so much less contact. There's so many strikeouts. The ball is put in play so much less than ever before. So I get that strategically and based on the analytics and based on this and based on that, they think it gives you a better chance to win. But in a lot of ways, whether it's the shift, whether it's the launch angle, whether it's not being embarrassed by striking out, nobody is embarrassed at all by striking out. It's not a big deal. It feels like it's hurting the game, and it's hurting the game for us as fans watching the game.
Well, just look at Atlanta's lineup and what they have. And that, to me, is an old-fashioned lineup. And that's a team that I would pay to watch play. They've got a lot of speed at the top, a lot of doubles hitters. Freddie Freeman's not a home run hitter. He's going to hit you 20. 20 home runs today is like 15 in my day. 25 home runs is like 15. So Freddie Freeman is not a guy. He's a line drive doubles hitter. And you've got all that speed at the top. Markakis is a real good line drive hitter. I love him. He's having a career year. You've got Albies. And Acuna, who's on the DL, you don't know how he's going to do with his rookie year. Another guy that can fly. That is a fun team to watch. You also forgot about Inciarte. They're fast. Mm. They go first to third. They score on doubles. That's exciting baseball. And, you know, strikeouts are up, of course. They want home runs, but home runs are down. And I think the pitching has finally figured it out. These guys are swinging up, and not everybody can do it. And pitchers are learning to pitch upstairs. I mean, the Wall Street Journal yesterday, Jared Diamond had another great column about the Houston Astros pitching staff, why they're so successful. They won't tell what they have analytically as far as spin rates and breaking down swings and what's the strength of the pitcher. But a lot of them said they got rid of their sinker, their two-seamer. Pitchers throw two-seamers, four-seamers. You got a good fastball. You don't need to throw a sinker. So you have Doc Gooden throw a sinker? You have Tom Seaver throw a sinker? I don't think so. So they get too cute. And what's happening in Houston, and they're having great success, is that, you know, Charlie Morton, who's a sinker ball pitcher, he's learned that They want him to throw his curveball more because he's got a very good curveball and throw upstairs, four seamers. They got rid of his sinker. Doesn't hardly throw it anymore. It's hard to command all these pitches. If you throw hard like Syndergaard, bring it. Just bring it up. Not just baloney about I'm going to throw a little two-seamer here. Just bring it up there with that heat and throw your breaking ball. Everybody's thinking too much.
Talking to the great Keith Hernandez. We get ready for the Subway Series tonight at the Citi Field. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk, and I want to hear your feeling on this, about the Mets trading DeGrom and or Syndergaard to kind of rebuild the team. Do you? What's your thoughts on that?
That just makes it for a good headline. And obviously there's leakers, and there's leakers in Washington, D.C., and there's leakers in the Met front office. And it just makes for a good headline. Syndergaard, you got control of him. He's young. Heck no. Untouchable. DeGrom, okay, maybe he's getting older. I think DeGrom can pitch until he's 35.
Right.
And just
right.
as effectively. I don't give that any credence at all. I mean, sure, you can listen. Maybe something else comes your way that is just too good. It never hurts to listen. Throw it out there. But I just can't see those two guys. How many pitching staffs have a 1-2 like those guys? And, Syndergaard hasn't pitched up to his potential this year. He's struggled.
Yep.
But I tell you what, Nats is throwing better.
Yeah.
Got to keep him on the field. He's like Cespedes. He's like a Maserati. He gets a little tweak and he misses a start. He got to stop doing that. And Wheeler, the last three starts, has been phenomenal. I think Wheeler's figured it out. Now, he's got to prove it. Right. Every start is different. But I am very encouraged by Wheeler, how he's looked the last three starts. And I'm very encouraged by how Matt looks. But Matt's got to prove to me that he can pitch. Make 32 starts.
That's it. That's the biggest thing for Steven
Matz. There's no question about it.
Until last year. Last year when he came back, he was awful. Outside of that, when he's pitched, he's been effective. It's just about keeping him out there every 5 or 6 days. And once he does that, maybe the Mets actually have something with the guy. That's always been the biggest thing.
I'm encouraged because you can't win with just Syndergaard and DeGrom. You got three other starters that need to pick it up. And I am very encouraged by Matz and Wheeler. Extremely encouraged.
The thing about DeGrom, and, we saw this in 2015. He gave us a preview in that Game 5 against the Dodgers. It is incredible how when he puts guys on base, we even saw it in that one inning against the Phillies.
Unbelievable. 45 pitches.
He bears down so well and is so incredible at getting out of these jams. Is that the thing that jumps out at you the most about what Jake has been able to do this year? Because he's right there in a Cy Young race with Max Scherzer.
Well, the 4-0 is going to kill him. It's not going to get him to Cy Young unless he can get some wins. And Scherzer is just having a phenomenal year. I mean, DeGrom can be 10-1 right now too, very easily.
Yep.
And 10-0. He's just one of the top right now. Tim and Scherzer, the two best pitchers in the National League. He's in the top five in the National League, and in the Major League Baseball. He's fun to watch. He's always been a competitor. I always noticed, recognized that quality in him, that he pitched better when he was in trouble. He gutted it out. He's got the heart of a lion. And now he's come into his own. He's very confident. He can go nine, easily go nine. He's out there, no extra motion. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he's not every 100% into every pitch. He's very fluid, but, in today's game, they don't go nine. And he's lost a few games with the lead, or the bullpen cough it up. But that's the way it goes. That's the way the game is today.
Unfortunately. Talking to the great Keith Hernandez. All right, now, how's the book going, Keith? How's it been going for you?
The book's going great. I'm signing, as you guys said. Thank you. Over at Long Island City today, the bookstore there. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head.
Book Culture.
Okay, Book Culture. I'll be there at 12:30 to 2:30. It'll be a hard out. I got to get to the ballpark. And I can't sign any memorabilia, or I can't personalize. We try to sign as many books as possible. I've been having long lines. So we don't want to leave anybody unhappy waiting in line and that doesn't get signed. It's been going great. It's number 3 on the New York Times Sports and Fitness.
Nice. Very good.
section that came out yesterday. So it made the bestseller list the first week. I've got two more signings tomorrow, one in Jersey at a book fair and book festival, and then in Brooklyn. Then I'm going to fly to St. Louis on Sunday and do a book signing Sunday afternoon and come back Monday. Then I can take a break.
I was going to say, I mean, the book signings must be fun because you get to meet fans, but the worst part has to be this, doing all the radio interviews, whether it's NPR
or it's everybody.
Or so whoever. Right. That's got to be driving you nuts.
I don't mind it. It's repetitive, certainly. but you know what? It's all promoting the book. And, Little Brown, my publishing firm, publishing company, has just been all over it, and I've been willing to do the work. So I'm enjoying it. It's been fun. I've had a couple of real nice, interesting experiences with, on an Andy Cohen show on Bravo, and I did some fresh air at NPR. It's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Mm. Again, talking to great Keith Hernandez. Now I got to ask you this because I know you're a big Civil War guy. Okay, have you been watching this Legends and Lies on Fox on Sunday night? Have you watched this at all? 8 o'clock Sunday.
No, I haven't.
Oh, Keith,
it's tremendous.
Keith, you I know you're a big Civil War guy. You really got to check this out if you can. I mean, it's right up your alley. I'm telling you right now.
Is it on the Fox Channel?
Yeah, Fox News. Fox News Channel. Fox News.
Okay.
8 o'clock Sunday night. It is, I'm telling you, Keith, off the charts.
Joe's spot on. I started watching it recently.
Off the charts, if you're into it. I know you're into it. Off the charts.
So I have to DVR it because, being in baseball life, we play all night games.
I know.
So I love to get out and have dinner at normal hour with the normal people.
Right. Well, think about it. This weekend, in a way, you're getting hosed, but you're getting a break because the national television has to take Mets-Yankees Saturday.
That's right. So you're only
Sunday.
Doing one game.
Yeah, that's it. You got the one game.
Just today.
Yeah, just today on SNY with Gary and Ron and I. And I will be doing book signings because I don't have to work. So it gives me a chance to get out there. But we'll see what happens this weekend. Every game now, right now, is not the end of the world, but it's getting to a point where it's got to stop. And I've just never seen a team in this kind of an offensive rut before, this prolonged, and this just seems futile. And I know it's not. I can't possibly keep up. And kind of waiting like you guys are and like the fans are, waiting for them to break out. I don't have a crystal ball, but I've never seen anything like it in my baseball life.
Do you like the interleague stuff, A, and do you like this Met-Yankee stuff? Do you like it?
I don't mind. I hate interleague, number one. I don't mind one series home and away. I know the scheduling is kind of crazy, and it kind of threw things off with this interleague. But when you play Toronto, who cares? Come on, give me a break.
No, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on that.
So, maybe a two-game series or with the Yankees or a three-game series home and away, and that's it. I miss playing the out-of-division.
Yes.
We only play them one time, home and away.
The Cardinals, the Cubs,
something.
The Pirates.
How they go, National League, American League East we're playing now, next year the Central. Next year, the West. Well, do it some way where, okay, one year you play the National League Central twice, home and away.
Yes.
And the next year you play the West. Just do something. Yep. I can't stand not seeing the teams coming in. It's terrible.
I'm with you on that.
No, 100%.
It's a shame. You play all these National League teams only one time in each location.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. All these teams from the old National League East that you never play anymore. Pittsburgh, the Cubs, the Cardinals, that's the old National League East. You don't play any of them. It's terrible, Keith.
It stinks.
I would love to see this one time, all right? David Cohn comes over from the Yes Network.
Oh, that would be good.
And joins you guys in the booth. We get a little Mets-Yankees combination, the former teammates. So I know you have a lot of pull. You can get anything done. You're a big star. We got to get that.
You really do, Keith. You're the guy that's got to make that happen.
I have no pull with that Yankee organization.
Well, ask David later.
You're probably tight with Coney, all right? You could talk to him. Maybe he could do something.
Oh, Coney and I are great friends to this day. So he always comes out in the Hamptons in the summer. So I always get a chance to catch up with him and see him, have dinner with him, and tell old war stories.
Mm.
Well, the book signing is today at Book Culture, Long Island City at 12:30.
Can I ask you one more question? How about all this tweeting now you're doing? Now you're like a tweeting fiend, Keith.
Well, that just started out. I mean, I was prompted by the publishing company to promote the book, and then, you know, when I took my cat Haji out for that paper, I walked him out with the paper,
right,
and I learned
right.
how to video, then everything just took off. But I never expected that I would have this many followers. I'm enjoying it. The fans really want to see my face. They want me to video. I like to write. I always like to write, and I can type. And but I asked them one time, would you rather have me video or just do the typing? And they all want to see me. They want to. They all said video. So I'm doing more live. I'll do one today before the game.
Mm.
Very nice. I'm having fun with it. It's great.
Hey, your cat's become a superstar.
He's a superstar, that cat. No doubt.
He has. Haji has become a superstar. There's no doubt about it.
Well, good job. The book signing today, again, 12:30 at Book Culture in Long Island City. Obviously, the game tonight, the Mets and the Yankees, the first of the Subway Series.
Appreciate it, Keith. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Keith.
Be good.
Keith Hernandez, of course, the former great Met and great Cardinal, too. We'll throw that in.
He was a great Cardinal.
David
Championships
Cone,
for both teams.
Indeed. David Cone will join us coming up at 12 o'clock. We'll talk to Chris Broussard on the NBA at 12:30. We'll come back. We'll get back to your phone calls. A lot of Subway Series today, obviously. 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.